Dixon. Pat Playstone. My old nature. And all working of Satan. And have accepted that they have been destroyed. Oh, wiped over with blood. And that's pitiful. Now, everyone keep your seat. All except either up here. No one else comes up now. No one else comes up. Oh, Pepper here, she's drunk. Lord Jesus, still gate number one. I see you standing right there, alive. Clothed the bone in one with the Father. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Eyes like flame the fire. Clothed with a garment down to the foot. Your body shining with resurrection and glory. Feet like fine braids. In your bowels. And in the bowels. I see you right there before me. Head and hair, white and wool. White as snow. Clothe the bone and one with my Father. Eyes like fire. Your body shining. With the resurrection, fire and glory. And in your bowels. And in the bowels of my Father. In a pit of fire. In which I say that all my old nature and all working of Satan has been blazed and has been destroyed. Still gate number one. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me by faith. Head and high, white and wool, white as snow. Eye like flame of fire. Your body shining with the glory and fire of your resurrection. And you being one and glow the bone with my Father. And in your bowel, and in the bowel of my Father, in a pit of fire, in which all my own nature and all working of Satan has been blazed and has been destroyed. Now you can go through it yourself right there as you sit. Oh, still gate number one. Lord Jesus, I accept that you're right there before me. Head and hair, white and wool. White as snow. Clothe the bone. I am one with my Father. Body shining. With glory and fire of your resurrection. And in your bowel. And in the bowel of my Father. Is a pit of fire. In which hath been placed all my old nature. All working of Satan. And hath been destroyed. The blood wipes him. Gate number one. Oh, still gate number one. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. By faith. Head and hair, white as wool. White as snow. Clothe the bone. And one with my Father. Body shining with fire. And glory of your resurrection. And in your bowels. In a pit of fire. In which hath been placed
of
all my old nature
and
all working of Satan and hath been destroyed. Gate number two. Oh, I know they can't understand it, but gate number two. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. Head now, whited wool, clothe the bone, and one with my Father. Eyes like fire, body shining with the glory and the red of your glory and resurrection. And in your memory, in your mind, and in the mind of my Father, is that great seal of forgiveness in which have been placed all my past life, all my mistakes, all condemnation of Satan, and has sunk out of sight in that seal of forgiveness. God. But let's get gate number three, and then we're going to carry on into the next step, and then her husband can carry her home tonight.
Lord Jesus,
gate number three now. I see you right there before me.
Glow
the bone with the glory and the fire of your resurrection. One with my Father. See eyes shining like fire. Your body shining with the glory and fire of your resurrection. And in you, and in my Father, is the heart of love, in which all the soothing of your love make me one with all your people in the New Jerusalem. I accept that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Now, just feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you right in there. Hold on. After we get them through that third gate, what shall we do with the men? Shall we turn them around in there to let them wander around like a lost chicken? No, after they go through that third gate, the next step is baptism. Baptism into what? Into the river water? No. Baptism into the water of his body. Lord Jesus. How do we do this? In John, the 14th chapter, Jesus said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. So he is now, after the end of his seventh sovereign, he has taken up his position inside of our Father and is now one with him. And you bring the people up to him and present them there, and then let them just be baptized by the Holy Ghost right over him. They lose their life inside of me and all the glory that falls. Oh, now turn around this way. Lord Jesus, oh, right now I accept him. You just listen. Oh, that you are in the Father. Oh, and I'm in you, and you in me. Oh, one, two, three, hold up, four, 5, 6, 7. Clothing in the bone and baptism of the Holy Ghost to declare the finished work of Jesus. And then, presenter, turn around. Lord Jesus, I present this, your new creation, to you, to be baptized into your body and in the body of our Father, and to lose her life in the waters of your body and become one with you, Lord Jesus. And then you turn them around. Oh, I know they can't hardly stand it. Clothe upon them their little identification rag that they may keep or may not. And let the glory just take them right on. And as they fall into Jesus, as they fall inside in him, all 7 of those baptisms become one, and all the power that begins to move. Fulfilling the scripture that John the Baptist indeed baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh! Now get her up, see if he's standing. Yes, Jesus. Oh! Turn around right towards the throne. It's very important. Oh. As you begin to see the throne lined up there by faith, it may be a dim outline, but it's very important that you get them lined up right with Jesus. Don't let them fall to the right or the left. Let them fall right where he's located himself. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, see you right there, Lord. Clothed upon one with the Father. Oh, and this, your child being one in you, you said it that day, know that you is in the Father, she is in you, and you in her. Oh, your finished work, 1. Oh, 2, 3. Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7. It is complete. Lord Jesus, I present this now. You're a member of your new creation, having finished the 7 works of your 7 sufferings in faith, and I ask you to accept her. Feel a peace moving in you as a minister that she has been accepted. Then turn her around. Say, Lord Jesus, oh, right now I accept that you're in the Father, and that I'm in you, and you're in me. And I stand ready to lose my life, baptized into you by the Holy Ghost. And I just feel him just baptized. Oh. And also fulfilling the scripture, ye are dead, and your life is hid with God in Christ. Oh, the plan is so simple. Though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. Oh, one more here that we want to get. Carry her to gate number 2. We'll have all this on tape. We'll have all this on tape, and you can go through and search it out. If it hadn't been done in order and fitted to you the way that you would like it, then that's good for you, because it's time for you to quit falling in that old 1, 2, 3 and begin to study the workings of the Lord by the Spirit. Maybe he will throw in so many things that he'll bring a spirit of confusion upon you, and that'll be wonderful. Because he said, in that day the visitation of the Lord, great shall be the confusion of my people. And in order for them to understand, they shall have to go into a deep sleep under me, saith the Lord. Gate number 2 for Mary Gant. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Gate number 2, clothed upon and one with my Father. In there, white as wool, as white as snow, eyes like flame the fire. Garment all the way down to the foot. Body shining with the glory and the resurrection of you and my Father. And in your memory, that great sea of forgetfulness in which now I do place by faith
all my past mistakes, all my old way of life, and all condemnation of Satan. And I accept that they have sunk out of sight in that sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered. Oh! Now pick her up again and let's put her into that third one. I know she can't hardly stand it, but that's what you're up here for, to hold her up. If I could hold her up and do it all myself, I would do it, because then I'd want the glory, see. But I'm a real glory hog. I like all of that you don't want. As long as you're sitting there enjoying just the shreds of glory, well, that suits me fine. Well, when you begin to move in faith and obedience, I'll be glad to move over and get someone else and start working with them and share the glory with you. Yet it will not be a sharing. It'll be you getting your own glory of the Lord. So now tonight, if you want to really get the glory, when we get through here in a minute, y'all get one another and begin to put them through those three gates. Now, do not baptize them. Understand me, do not baptize them, because you're not yet ready to do that. But if you'll grab everybody you can see and begin to put them through those three gates, then you'll begin to move in that glory. And you don't need to sit around anymore. You know all three of these gates, every one of you. And you need to grab them. And some of you that need to go through these steps, you need to go do like the scripture said, in that day they shall come and grab hold on the clothes of my children and say, show me the way that's designed. And if you have a desire to go in there and get a renewing, go get a hold of some of them and say, hey, I want to go through those gates too. Don't sit back and wait for him to come to you, because it is written, thou shalt come unto me, saith the Lord. Oh, gate number three for Mary Gavin. Oh, no, right there, that way. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, the bone and one with the Father. Oh, shining with resurrection fire and glory. And inside of you, and inside of my Father, is that great heart of love, in which is filled with the balm of Gilead, that soothing balm of love. That soothes me and makes me feel one with you and all those in your kingdom. And I accept my faith that I have been placed upon your heart. My whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being. And hath been absorbed into your heart of love. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost just put you in there. Feel that love begin to move over. Now we're ready for Mary Gavin's baptism. Say, well, she can't stand it. That's all right. She can, or the Lord wouldn't say, give it to her. There are plenty of folks here to carry her home. Now in the baptism, it's very simple. The seven sufferings of Christ become seven blessings to each candidate. And you turn them around and put them in him by faith, being able to see him as an outline there before you. Sometimes it doesn't have to be clear. You just by faith, and there he appears someplace in the midst. And he moves around wherever he's needed, because he's not hard like the law. He doesn't just stand in one place and say, only one at a time. He says, you can work. Okay. Oh, presenting them before him, Lord Jesus. Everyone watch now. Don't let your mind begin to wander around in the hands of Satan. Lord Jesus, you said it that day, they know that you were in the Father, and I was in you, and you in me. So now, accepting this by faith, now we give the seven works of the Holy Ghost, baptism, unto this thy child. One who 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, being sure to let them go all the way down their body. And then turn around and present them before the Lord. Now, why do you present them before the Lord? Because after the discerning of spirits, if there is a need in their life, he needs to, real predominant need in their life, he needs to speak to them. And you need to give him an opportunity to speak to them through you. This is the reason why I say, don't you try to baptize anyone yet. You wait until the authority is given to you. Oh, now, let me right there before the Lord. Lord Jesus, I present this your child. Oh, a member of your new creation. Oh, ready to be baptized into your body and lose her life in your body. Oh, waiting upon the Lord, and he speaks peace, so I do it. You know, a lot of times, through no fault of theirs, a lot of times through our strivings, we might miss something. Now, that missing something can be cured two ways, by going through the renewings of the gates, you know. Or it can be cured before they go into baptism. And as you move into this thing, then you'll be able to baptize them in. Okay. Now, turning her around and placing her, lining her up to where when she falls, she'll go right into that water of the body of Jesus. And actually drown spiritually in it. You remember your experience, don't you? Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept by faith that you're in the Father and she's in you and you're in her. Now I accept that the Holy Ghost hath baptized her into you, losing her life in you and becoming one with you and the Father. Now just let her fall right straight down in all the glory that's revealed. Washed in the pure water of his body, his pure blood now flows through me. I'm baptizing him one with the Father, and I have the glory you see. Now, it is finished, boy, in my part concerned tonight. You may grab someone and start moving them.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount side, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Set upon the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God in her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having their Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. First earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Behold, I make all things new. Great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. in the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Behold, I'll make all things new. to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits,